are so in luck. Trigger said we could have all this cool stuff from the basement. Wait right there.
Oh, no. I'm paddling away.
Huh? Wow, really?
We got all this rusty crap for free?
Uh-huh. This and a bunch of bubble wrap, and some of it is not even popped.
Could we be more white trash?
Am I? Oh, good thing Chandler's not here. He always wins at this game. I just told my mom I'd cater a party for her.
How come?
Because I need the money. And I thought it'd be a great way to get rid of that last little smidgen of self-respect.
Come on, I think this is a good thing. I don't think Mom would have hired you if she didn't think you were good at what you do.
You don't have to stick up for her. She can't hear you.
Hey, you guys have any juice?
Just pickle. Hey, Rach, funny story. I bumped into Joanna on the street yesterday.
My boss, Joanna? Wow, that must have been awkward.
Well, no, actually, she asked me if I wanted to get a drink.
You didn't say yes to that, did you?
No.
Hello, Rachel.
Well, not at first.
What is she doing here? I don't understand. Last time you went out with her, you said she was a big dull dud.
Well, I think I judged her too quickly. And this time, we were able to take the relationship to the next level.
Well, last time, I almost got fired. You must end it. You must end it now.
Oh, come on. It's not like this is an everyday occurrence for me. I mean, usually I'm pretty much just in there by myself.
Chandler! Promise me you will end it.
Okay. I promise I'll end it.
Thank you.
But I hope you know what I'm giving up for you. Because she's not just the boss in your office. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. I knew what he meant.
How's the hired help?
Doing great. Pieces are coming along.
What's this? Blue nail polish?
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Huh, it's what your grandmother's hands looked like when we found her.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you hire me?
Oh, well, Richard raved about the food at his party. Of course, he was sleeping with him. Then I read the food at that lesbian wedding is very nice. And I assumed you weren't sleeping with anyone there. So at least there will be something.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? She hired me because she thinks I'm good.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she didn't hire me out of pity. It wasn't so she could pick on me in front of her friends. She actually thinks I'm good.
Wow.
And, hey, it's cool if you're a lesbian.
Good afternoon. Are you the decision maker of the house? Do you currently own a set of encyclopedias?
No, but try the classifieds. People sell everything in there.
Actually, I'm not buying. I'm selling. Let me ask you one question. Do your friends ever have a conversation and you just nod along even though you're not really sure what they're talking about?
T-
telling you, it's totally unconstitutional.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It is.
Yeah.
I think he deserves a Nobel Prize.
No.
I mean, it was like the Algonquin kids' table.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. You haven't said anything for about 2.5 minutes. Are you at all interested?
Yeah. Come on in.
That's weird.
What?
Your nails.
Oh, I know. I never wear fake ones. I just did it so my mom wouldn't give me grief about biting them.
Oh, no. I mean, it's weird that you only have 9 now.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I had him when I put... Oh, my God, it's in the quiche! Oh, my God!
Okay, don't panic. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get you another set of nails. No one's going to know, and you're going to look great. Oh, it's because they're going to eat. That's the problem.
Honey, don't bite your nails. Please don't freak out. There's a blue fingernail in one of the quiche cups, and... there's no way to know which one.
And whoever finds it wins the prize.
I'm not freaking out.
Why are you laughing?
It's nothing. It's just that now your father owes me $5.
What, you bet I'd lose a nail?
Oh, no, don't be silly. I just bet that I'd eat these.
Frozen lasagnas?
You bet that I'd screw up?
It's all that stuff about hiring me because I was good was...
Yeah, that was all true. This was just in case you pulled a Monica.
You promised Dr. Weinberg you'd never use that phrase.
Oh, come on. Have a sense of humor. You're never able to laugh at yourself.
That's right. My mom doesn't have any faith in me. Oh, that's hilarious. I don't get it.
No, I have faith.
No, you have lasagnas. The room quiches are ready.
It just doesn't feel like we're breaking up.
No, we are. I'm sad.
Okay.
Yes. Can you wait till tomorrow? All right. Unbelievable.
Thanks.
No, that was my boss. I have to go.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm getting dressed.
Why?
When I walk outside naked, people throw garbage at me.
Wait. I want to show you something.
What is it?
Just a little gag gift somebody gave me. Put your hands together.
You're not the boss of me. Yeah, you are. Saucy.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're gonna leave me like this?
Knowing you're here, waiting for me, I think that's kind of exciting, don't you?
Okay, but if you don't come back soon, there's pretty much nothing I can do about it.
Oh.
Hi! I brought you back a macaroon.
Oh, great. I'll keep it in my butt with your nose.
That's weird. She locked the door. You know why? She's got the Christmas bonus list in there. I saw her working on it this morning.
Okay. Swear, you won't tell, but when Mark left, he gave me a key to Joanna's office. You want to see the list?
Yeah!
Hi. How are you? Hello, Joanna. Office.
sorry, but I may be a little while longer.
How little?
A couple hours. I feel awful.
Look, this isn't funny. You get back here right now.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm in my boss's car. What? Uh-oh, tunnel. What?
Rachel, could I see you for a moment?
Okay, here's the situation. The keys to the cuffs are on the back of the door. Could you be a doll and grab them and scoot on over here and unlock me? And on a totally separate subject, that is a lovely pantsuit.
You promised you would break up with her.
I did break up with her. She just took it really, really well.
The fact that you were jeopardizing my career never entered your mind?
It did enter my mind. But then something happened that made it shoot right out.
You know what, Chandler? You got yourself into those cuffs. You get yourself out of them.
No. I can't get myself right out of them. You must have me confused with the amazing Chandler. Come on, you have to unlock me. She could be gone for hours, and I'm cold, and...
Chandler! All right, this is it. You never see Joanna again.
Never.
You never come into this office again.
Fine.
You give me back my Walkman.
I never borrowed your Walkman.
Well, then I lost it. You buy me one.
You got it. Here we go. Come on. This is great. Ah.
Does it hurt?
No, I just always see guys doing this when they get handcuffs taken off. Hello, sweet pants.
Wait a minute. What are you going to tell Joanna?
About what?
When she sees that you're gone, she's going to know that I let you out and that I was in here and I'm going to get fired.
I'll make something up. I'm good at lying. I actually did borrow your Walkman.
No, there's nothing to make up. She's going to know that I have a key to her office. I've got to get you locked back the way you were.
Oh, I don't think so. No. Well, this is much better.
So, here's somebody interesting, Joey. What do you know about Van Gogh?
He cut off his ear.
And?
I'm out.
He painted that.
Wow. That's pretty nice. I thought he cut off his ear because he sucked. Well, what else you got in there?
Let's see. Where did the Pope live?
In the woods. No, wait. That's the joke answer.
Actually, it's Vatican City. Now, what do you know about vulcanized rubber?
Spock's birth control.
You need these books.
Hey.
Hi.
This used to be your room?
Wow. Oh, you must have been in really good shape as a kid.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I actually thought she could change.
Look, who cares what your mom thinks? So you pulled a Monica.
Good, I'm glad that's catching on.
Oh, but why does that have to be a bad thing? Just change what it means, you know? Go down there and prove your mother wrong. You finished the job you were hired to do, and we'll call that pulling a Monica.
What?
Okay. If a kid gets straight A's, his parents would say, yeah, you pulled a Monica. Or a fireman saves a baby, and they go, yeah, no, he pulled a Monica. Or someone hits a home run and the announcer says, yeah, that one's out of here. Because some things don't change.
What? I'll go down there. But I'm not going to serve the lasagna. I'm going to serve something that I make.
Ooh. Oh! Wow. Oh, my breasts are really strong.
Chandler, please, I have to get you locked up back the way you were. I'm so gonna lose my job. She's very private about her office.
Now I know why.
Hey, look, you were in trouble either way, okay? If she comes in and sees me locked to this instead of the chair, she's going to know you were in here. So you might as well just let me go.
What if I clean your bathroom for a month?
Still wouldn't be clean. All I want is my freedom.
Foot rubs for a month.
Freedom?
I'll take all of your photos and I'll put them into photo albums.
Freedom! I want my freedom! Why won't you hear me? Sophie, help me! Help me!
Sophie, sit!
Freedom! Give it up!
No! Oh. Sophie, just calm down!
Oh. I'm going to say this for the last time. Would you please just...
Well, there's a lot I didn't know about vomit. In a minute.
So, what do you say, Joey? You get the whole set of encyclopedias for $1,200. That works out to just 50 bucks a book.
$1,200? You think I have $1,200? I'm home in the middle of the day, and I got patio furniture in my living room. I guess there's a few things you don't get from book learning.
Well, what can you swing?
How about zero down and zero a month for a long, long time? What?
You don't have anything.
You want to see what I got? Okay. I got a baby Tootsie Roll, a movie stub, keys, a Kleenex, a rock, and an army man. Hey.
Okay, I get the picture. Thanks for your time.
And a 50. Huh. These must be Chandler's pants.
For 50 bucks, you can get one book. What'll it be? A? B? C?
I think I'm going to stick with the V. I want to see how this bad boy turns out.
I will buy and wrap all of your Christmas gifts.
No.
Oh, I'll squeeze you fresh orange juice every morning.
With extra pulp?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
I so got it. There's going to be rumors about this. There's no way to stop it. Sophie knows. Monica and Phoebe know.
How do Monica and Phoebe know?
Well, I called them. And when they ask me what I saw, I can be very generous or very stingy.
Go on.
I can make you a legend. I can make you this generation's Milton Berle.
And Milton Berle has...
No, not compared to you. Well, they're not even touching the lasagna.
Really?
Oh, they love your casserole.
Yes!
It's hard to believe. Just a little while ago, this was nothing but ingredients.
Everyone seems to like your dish. And you? I thought it was... quite tasty.
So if everyone liked it, and you liked it, that would make this a success, which would make you
a bitch.
Well, I was going for wrong, but we can use your word.
Yes, well, I was wrong. And I have to say, you really impressed me today.
Wow. You might even say that she pulled a Monica. She doesn't know we switched it.
And the next time you cater for me, there'll be nothing but ice in the freezer.
Oh, it really means a lot. Oh, and Mom, don't bite your nails.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Chandler.
I love you.
Hey, well, what's going on?
Oh.
No, he doesn't. 2 hours that lasted.
So did you break up with Joanna?
I think so.
Now, it's a good thing you got out when you did, before she blew up like that Vesuvius.
The volcano?
Yeah. And speaking of volcanoes, man, are they a violent igneous rock formation.
Yeah, lava spewing, hot ash. Of course, some are dormant.
Mom, why are you talking about volcanoes all of a sudden?
Well, we can talk about something else. Well, what do you want to talk about? Vivisection? The vast difference? The Vietnam War?
Oh, did anybody see that documentary on the Korean War?
Oh, yeah.
Korea is such a beautiful country.
With such a sad history.
Yeah.
Could there be more Kims?
Who's out there?
It's me. Good morning.
Rachel, could you come in here a moment, please?
Yeah, sure. They didn't have poppy seed bagels, so I have sesame ones.
Oh, my word.
I seem to have had a slight office mishap. Could you please get the key off the back of the door for me?
Yeah. Sorry.
You can tell your friend Chandler that we're definitely broken up this time.
Okay.